Hello and welcome to More or Less on the BBC World Service. I'm Ruth Alexander. We start with a dramatic rescue. Bushfires in Australia are raging. The smoke has blanketed its biggest city, Sydney. In one burning forest, a woman spotted a koala.
He was climbing a tree and he had flames on his back legs. So I just covered him with my t-shirt, managed to get him off the tree, and it was so hot, you know, and just run to the where it was more open. And the other guys threw me up water and put out the fire on him.
He was taken to a koala hospital, given round-the-clock care and a name, Lewis. But he was too far gone. Lewis succumbed to his injuries a few days later. News of his rescue and death spread, along with two claims about koalas, which we're going to weigh in on here today, with the help of Natasha Daly from National Geographic.
There was one story in particular. It was a Forbes story, and the headline basically said, you know, after the fires, koalas are now functionally extinct. And then the kind of subhead in the story said that the fires have destroyed 80% of their habitat. So I think right away that was so extreme that it really grabbed people's attention.
So have the wildfires really destroyed 80% of koala habitat? And are the animals functionally extinct? Let's start with the 80%. The worst affected areas are in northern New South Wales, the area where Lewis lived.
Those habitats in particular would be hard hit, and that's where we see most of these koalas that have been found dead or burned or injured coming from.
I hear them at night at the moment because it's breeding season.
Dr. Christine Hosking, an expert in koalas at the University of Queensland, is lucky enough to have the creatures visit her garden. Cute and fluffy by day, and really quite noisy by night.
It's a deep, deep guttural growl. It's a really weird sound, and it's designed actually to carry through long distances in forests.
Christine lives a few hundred kilometres from the worst fires.
When they're sick or dying or being burnt, it's a horrible sound. They cry like babies, and it's terrible.
Christine Hosking says it can't be true that 80% of Australia's koala habitat has been destroyed, because koalas don't only live in New South Wales, the worst affected area. They in fact live in many other areas too.
So we still have plenty of koalas in Victoria and in Queensland and in South Australia and in other parts of New South Wales that didn't burn, because it's a big country and koalas occupy a very, very big range.
We wanted to know where the 80% claim came from, but finding the source is tricky. However, Natasha Daly from National Geographic believes she may have tracked it down.
I think may have stemmed from a study that came out a few years ago that identified that between the mid-90s and about 2013, in certain particular regions of koala habitat in Australia, that habitat had, in some cases, been reduced by 50 to 80%.
The other claim that's been reported widely is that Australia's wildfires have made koalas functionally extinct. That's when a species no longer has sufficient individuals to reproduce enough future generations to have a role in the ecosystem. Christine Hosking says the claim isn't true.
You couldn't say, by any stretch of the imagination, that koalas in Australia are functionally extinct. However, in pockets, they are functionally extinct, particularly some heavily urbanised areas in southeast Queensland, for instance, where, you know, there were thousands only a matter of a decade ago and there are now literally 300 left. There are other areas in the four states where they're still doing okay.
Koalas are cryptic furry animals. They hide high up in trees and are well camouflaged. They can be hard to count. It's estimated, however, that there are at least 150,000 and up to 600,000 of them. There are even some areas in the southern states where koalas are considered overabundant. And other parts of the koala habitat are unexplored. Koalas are thought to live there, but no one's been to monitor or study the area.
Some researchers will go into a new area and say, wow, there's hundreds of koalas in here going really well. But then, of course, You know, then you get the New South Wales fires where hundreds may have died.
We know that we can't say that 80% of the koala habitat's been destroyed, and we can't say that koalas are functionally extinct, which leaves us asking, well, what can we say? Well, it does seem the fires in New South Wales have had an impact.
It's possible up to a third of their habitat in that area of New South Wales was burnt, but it's really got to be formally mapped and assessed later on, along with observing whether koalas come back in.
Do we know how many have died?
Experts in the area are guessing there could have been hundreds that died. That number's gone up to 1,000. We know about 40 came into the koala hospital.
The fires aside, koalas are categorised as vulnerable on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's list of threatened species. They could become endangered unless the circumstances that are threatening them improve. It's not as bad as headlines have made out, but experts are worried about them.
It's great that they're listed in writing, but it hasn't made any difference to the threats which remain. The big one is just loss of habitat. For whatever reason, for mining, for agriculture, they can't survive without their bush. They need it for shelter and they need it for their food. It's their only food source. There are indirect threats that sit under that, which is they then are subjected to being hit by cars, killed by dogs, and of course disease, that because they're becoming so stressed in these compromised habitats, they're becoming very sick now too. And of course, sitting even on top of all of that now is climate change.
Years of drought have left trees around Australia very dry, even in rainforests. The heat in the bushfire hotspots in New South Wales is extremely severe, and koalas aren't handling it well at all.
Well, they're absolutely hopeless. They do nothing. They're slow. They simply climb higher up into the tree and wait for the flames to come to them, or they die of heat or smoke inhalation. If they panic and come down the tree, then obviously they just get burnt on the ground. They don't cope at all, and that's the problem. A bird can fly, a kangaroo can hop very fast.
In addition, koalas have adapted over centuries to eat mainly eucalyptus leaves, understood to be low in nutrition and calories. And with bushfires common in the summer in Australia, it seems koalas face a lot of challenges. So will they be able to adapt again, and fast enough?
In my mind, the koala has become a bit of a spokesperson for what everything that's going wrong on the planet. If we can get some political will to protect koala habitat, it's just a win-win on so many levels. The koalas will continue to survive, hopefully into the long term, but all the other creatures that use that same bushland will continue to survive. And of course, if we have trees, we're helping to sequester carbon.
Christine says koalas have long proved themselves to be adaptable. After the Ice Age, they survived, radiated out, found trees, and went back to how they were.
Back then, the koalas probably did have a wider food. They probably ate rainforest species and maybe some fruit. But of course, after that, Australia started drying out, and so they just had to move away from that diet. And as Australia got drier and drier, and the eucalypts were the dominant trees and forests, they just managed to adapt. But this could happen over thousands, tens of thousands of years, whereas now they're being expected to adapt in 150, and it's just not possible.
Thanks to Christine Hosking and Natasha Daly, and good luck to the koalas. That's it for this week on More or Less. If you see a number or statistic from around the world that you think we should look into, do email us. We are moreorless@bbc.co.uk. I'm Ruth Alexander, and the producer was Darren Graham.